payroll number on it, you said?
No, it's just, it says, okay, contact us. Okay, and I was just checking.
Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Are you with Tech Shop?
I can look you up in our system and see if you have an account with us.
Okay.
All right, can I get your zip code?
13037.
And your first and last name?
Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Bullock, B-U-L-L-O-C-K.
And can you verify your shipping address?
104 Richmond Circle, Chittenango, New York.
All right, I see you have the spy cam. You paid the shipping and handling of $7.45 for the product to be shipped to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Club, which is an online gadgets club. And an online gadget club, for joining, there is a membership fee, and the membership fee is $49.97. And it gives you a $125 gift card every month as long as you are a member.
No.
That's, we never signed up for that. Somebody's been taking $49.97 out of our account every month since October.
That's the membership fee for when you pay the shipping and handling for the product to be shipped to you. That's when you enter an online gadgets club. And the membership fee for that club is $49.97.
Well, we did not sign up for that, and that's a fraudulent transaction that's been coming out of our account for 4 months.
Holy crap!
All right, I can cancel the membership for you.
You can or you can't?
I can.
Okay, and what about the money that?
What about the other $49.97?
We can only do up to a 50% refund on the most recent charge because it is valid charges due to the terms and conditions.
How do you validate that?
It's a valid charge due to the current terms and conditions.
But how do you base that on?
It's based on the terms. It's based on the terms and conditions. It was authorized once you paid the shipping and handling. You had to check the terms and conditions box to move on.
We don't even know where this happened. How did this happen?
You had to enter a survey of some sort in October.
Okay. I probably did. Okay. My fault. Okay.
All right. So you can only refund 50% of our...
Correct.
What they pick...
Well, we can't refund it to the card because we canceled the card.
Is the account canceled?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to cancel it because we just canceled it this morning because this number keeps, $49.97 keeps popping up and we didn't know what it was, so we had to cancel our credit cards.
All right, it's going to be sent to you as a check.
All right.
All right, give me 1 second.
Oh, my God. Freaking believable. Oh my God. I hate computers. Freaking hate them.
All right. I have that canceled for you.
Can we get confirmation that that's canceled? And
a cancellation. The cancellation confirmation number is C, as in Charlie, 258-928-444.
All right, and you said a check will be mailed?
Yes, sir.
And if that's going to be mailed in the amount of 50% of the transactions, what will that check amount be?
it's going to be refunding 50% of the most recent charge, which would be February the 6th.
So that's it. Not anything else. We're out the other one.
What about the other $50 a month we've been paying for the past 4 months?
We can only refund the most recent month, sir.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
It would take like 3 to 5 business days. The other charges, you probably could try to dispute them.
And where would we go to do that?
Your bank.
No, all right. Yeah, okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Jacqueline.
All right. Thank you for your help.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
35 minutes.